I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Armed groups, aligned with Nicaragua's government, attacked Nicaraguan bishops and clergy as they attempted to protect St. Sebastian Basilica in Didiamba from an attack by a pro-government mob. The bishops and clergy also tried to free anti-government protesters inside the church, while the pro-government protesters shouted murderers at them, and the pro-government media accused the church of allowing weapons to be kept inside its properties. As violence has escalated in the country, the church has tried to provide humanitarian assistance and create dialogue among different parties as political tensions have increased. The protests, which originally started in April over reforms to the social security system, have caused the deaths of over 300 people, with 17 lives claimed this past weekend. The Chinese government has vowed to retaliate against the latest tariffs proposed by the United States. Should the U.S. impose the tariffs, Beijing has promised, quote, firm and forceful and, quote, comprehensive measures. However, due to the fact that China exports more goods to the U.S. than receives American goods as imports, there are concerns that the country will retaliate by disrupting the operations of American automakers, retailers, and others. The U.S. Trade Representative stated the new proposed tariffs were a response to China retaliating over the last U.S. tariffs instead of changing its policies. The USTR will take public comments and hold hearings August 20th through the 23rd before making a decision after August 31st. During his NATO visit, President Trump accused Germany of being, quote, totally controlled by and, quote, captive to Russia over a pipeline project that would bring natural gas from Russia into Germany. He also questioned why the U.S. should protect Germany as it makes deals with Russia and criticized defense spending by U.S. allies overall. However, later, Trump met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and said it was a, quote, great meeting. Trump also sided with NATO leaders in a plan to boost defenses against Russia and terrorism, and NATO leaders promised to increase defense spending. Jesuit Father Tony Van He has spent almost 30 years fasting and praying on Parliament Hill in Ontario to end abortion. The 81-year-old father said that despite his age, he has no plans on slowing down and enjoys the solitude and being outside. Father Van He is on the Hill every day the House of Commons is in session. He started his prayer and fasting in 1989 with Operation Rescue, a pro-life organization that protested abortion with civil disobedience. In 1989, legislation to limit abortion failed to pass in a close vote, and as of now, there is still no law in Canada that prevents an abortion at any point in a pregnancy. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.